Hi there. Welcome to another episode of Messy Magic. In my Podmas series for 2023, I'm your host, Nadee Guy, and I just want to preface this episode with a little warning that there may be some swearing. I don't know yet. Who knows where this is going to go? But I'm feeling a little bit emotional and heated, so I just wanted to give you that preface in case there's little ears listening. What do I want to talk about? It's about the messiness of, well, it's about the messiness of parenthood, but it's also about the messiness of life and sometimes how things don't go our way. And there's been a couple of conversations I've had today and a couple of things that have happened that play into this, and that's why I wanted to talk about this briefly while I have a few minutes. And the first one was with a text conversation I had was having with a family member who's also a mum of a young one, and she was talking about the patience that she needs to get through some of the most basic tasks when you have a little one. And I can so relate to that. And if you have kids, I'm sure you would be able to relate to that as well. You have to sometimes just have the patience of a saint. And I said to her, sometimes I feel like we deserve a medal just for not completely losing our shit. And it's funny because I kind of got to that point later in the day where I very nearly did lose my shit. And it just was a situation that I don't know. I'm actually really annoyed at myself because I feel like I lost my patience far too quickly. It was just this, I don't know, like the situation with my son just set me off. And not that I didn't get particularly angry with him. I mean, he definitely knew I was upset, but I didn't overreact with him. It was more this kind of bubbling fire that I could feel within myself. And I've actually just been journaling about it to try and get to the bottom of it because, as most of us know, especially if we're very self-aware, it's very rarely the event that is the reason for us reacting the way that we do. There's usually something else going on beneath the surface. Sometimes it's just below the surface. Sometimes it's much deeper. And we actually need to give ourselves the time to figure out what it is. Like, why did I react that way? What is it that is getting to me or getting me down or whatever it is? And I've actually stopped mid-journaling because I had this kind of thought and realization that I wanted to share with you, which is sometimes life just is a bit shit. And there's not always an immediate fix for it. And sometimes it's just a matter of kind of sitting with it, being with it, and allowing it. And what I learned through my embodiment practices and my coaching certification is really, as much as possible, learning to accept those parts of ourselves that we tend to shy away from or that we reject. Because when we do, when we kind of sit with those things and allow those things and kind of meet them and meet ourselves where we are without judging, without trying to change anything, that is truly where so much magic is. Because if you can kind of embrace the discomfort of whatever it is and allow it to share its message with you, you can discover some really interesting things about yourself and about life, and how to become a more vibrant version of who you already are. And I know that all sounds a little bit vague, but I guess like it can just apply in so many situations. And I've seen it over and over again in coaching sessions and with my own embodiment work. So sometimes the magic really is in just kind of allowing what is, not trying to push it away, not trying to distract ourselves, and sometimes not even trying to understand it, like I've been doing with my journaling. You know, sometimes we just kind of need to allow it to be and trust that it will move through. That's my dog. You can probably hear his collar. He's scratching himself, so his collar is making a little jingling sound. And the other little nugget that I wanted to share as well was when I was texting my husband about this, and he shared this line that I thought you might enjoy, which is that the sun will rise again tomorrow. And it's so true. I think sometimes a day just doesn't go the way that we wanted it to go, and we need to just kind of let it be, close it off, and keep that hope and that kind of fresh slate, fresh start in mind when we start tomorrow, and give ourselves another chance tomorrow, because the sun does rise again. Every single day that sun rises, and every single day that we wake up, we have another chance to do it well. Sometimes we will do well and sometimes we won't. And that's just human life. So I hope this is helpful. I hope that if you're going through something, or if you've been through something, or if you just have had a shitty day, I just want you to feel that or know that I see you and you're not alone. And all of us have ups and downs, and it can feel really lonely depending on where you're at, but we all have our challenges. And we all get another chance tomorrow. If we wake up again tomorrow, what a privilege and what an amazing gift. So I think I'll leave it there. I hope you're doing well. I can't promise I'll be back again tomorrow, because if you've been following, you'll know that my Podmas train has completely fallen off the rails. But it's fine. I'm happy. I'm sorry. I mean, I am sorry that I said I was going to be doing a daily episode and it hasn't been daily. But also, you know, I give myself the grace to not hold myself to it when I just haven't been able to this December for one reason or another each day. So anyway, I hope this episode has been supportive. I hope the series is. Please don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already to the podcast, so you get the new episodes. You can also always DM me on Instagram. I'm just at Nadee Guy. I will link that in the show notes. And if you ever want to check out my website, it's also just the same, nadeeguy.co. And that's got all the information about my coaching. It's got my blog. And there's also something else coming really soon, which I will tell you more about soon, I imagine, in the coming days. But yeah, I'm going to leave it there. So I hope you're having a wonderful week in the lead up to Christmas, and I'll be with you again really soon. I hope you have a magical day.